But he became argumentative about the 90-day program and wanted to do the 30-day program so that he could continue to work. However, Mr. Hyder says he does have a drug problem, that he's never had the opportunity to be in a program. I think that if he has a drug problem and he knows he has a drug problem, then it really shouldn't have mattered whether he did a 30-day or 90-day program. If he wants to get off drugs, then he would have enrolled in any program that they had available to him. Matter of fact, we get many people come and want to get into the 90-day program that want to get themselves together. He said at the time that he was coming down off of meth, and this wasn't really his rightful self at that time. However, Mr. Hyder will be released in a few months on July 22nd of 2018. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Hyder just to do the remainder of his time incarcerated and perhaps work on a plan with his CO3 when he gets out, that he'll be able to find some drug rehab program, if that's his desire, get into that program and get his life straightened out and be a productive citizen. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Hearing no comment, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Hyder, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
All right. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Mr. Hyder?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 22nd of 2018. Hopefully, sir, you can work with your CO3 that you have there. Work on trying to find a program maybe that when you do get out, if you're sincere about getting off of meth, that you can get into a program. And while you're there, sir, try to throw the NA or AA classes or any drug programs that may be able to assist you while you're incarcerated. Mr. Hyder, I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.